Ed Sheeran. We was all singing in here, weren't we? So listen, I have got Georgie, Nikki and Zoe from thisgirlsability.co.uk. How are you doing? Georgie, would you like to start first? Just say hello and what you do.
Hello, I'm Georgie Nippert and I'm the ambassador for thisgirlsability.
Cool. Nikki?
Yeah, hi everyone. I'm Nikki Fairburn and I'm the founder and director of thisgirlsability and also our community engagement officer.
Hi, I'm Zoe Fairburn. I'm the community engagement officer and financial director of thisgirlsability.
Wow. Okay. Right. Now, so for us who's listening at home, right, what do you do? How did it start?
Go for
Nikki
it, Georgie.
Nikki just looked at me and I'm like, okay, so it started back in July last year, July, and we just thought that there was nothing in our borough for girls, especially disabled girls.
Yeah.
The clubs were all very heavily boy run. It sometimes intimidated some girl. Not me, I just went in. Yeah. I beat them at their own game, but some of the girls with autism and all that were quite intimidated. And we lost the lot of female members. So me and Nikki had this idea of setting up a girl club so these girls could feel included and safe. And it just started off as a little project.
Yeah, I think that's key, isn't it? Having a safe space as well. I don't think people realise the importance of girls and young women having that safe space as well. And especially, like you say, with a disability as well, there's not many sort of, like, well, I don't know of any other organisations that really sort of provide that, especially around our area. So what areas do you cover? Anyone can jump in for that.
Yeah, so we're just starting up our hub in, we started actually this week in Havering. So we've just started up our football sessions in Havering in Emerson Park on a Monday evening. And we're just about to set up our second hub tomorrow in Chelmsford.
Nice.
So, yeah, hopefully, you know, as the time goes on, we don't want to be running before we walk, but we're going to be trying to set up in some different East London boroughs and
cool.
other places within Essex.
Yeah, nice one. So you get that means you'll have two footy teams to be able to play against each other. Is that the idea?
That's the plan.
Yeah.
That's the plan, definitely, yeah.
So we had a boy football team, but we were really keen on setting up a girls one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because obviously not many girls like football because they see it as a boy sport.
Yeah.
But with, like, the Lionesses and stuff, like that winning the World Cup, we wanted to take it back and make it like more female.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Owning that space as well, and we won the Euros, not the World Cup. That's coming. This is coming.
This is how much I know about football.
But it's about playing, and that's what this is about. It's about being able to participate, and for what you're doing, it's absolutely amazing. So, if you are at home and you know someone that hasn't been able to play sports for a while or feels that they can't, how can they get in touch with you as well? What can they do and what can they expect when they come and visit you?
Yep, so our sessions are all going to be always just fun. You know, obviously we're going to be learning football skills, but our sessions are always going to be game-based. We want it to be a fun, safe environment for the young people that come along. We encourage parents also to get involved in the sessions. We want to make it a real community feel, you know, just to get everyone involved and also just to get, you know, seeing their parents as role models and just knowing that, you know, bringing activity into their lives and making it sort of like just a normal to get involved in sport and physical activity.
That's immense. Look, I can't wait to hear more. But let's have a little listen to Bella and Sebastian first. I should have asked you if you wanted a request, but I'll get one in a minute. But listen, first we'll have a listen to Bella and Sebastian, and we'll be back with this girl's ability after that. Bella and Sebastian got with us today. Georgie, Zoe and Nikki from This Girl's Ability as well, and they've been telling us about the organisation because it's been growing quick. I mean, when did it start up? I can't remember.
We officially started in September, but we've just literally launched our projects this week, so all the actual projects are actually now, you know, with all the funding sides been happening up until now. We had a really successful crowdfunding campaign with Sport England, and thanks to the community who sort of like helped us out with that. That was a really good kickstart to our project. So we've got football running in Havering, starts on Monday, and also tomorrow we start a multi-sport session in Chelmsford, and that's going to be at Rittal University College.
Nice one.
So that's a multi-sport session for young girls and women aged 8 to 25 years old. And just anyone's welcome to come along with their like their family, their brother, their sister, sort of like whoever they want to come. They can bring a friend with them. Just, you know, it's going to be a not just, you know, we'll have elements of games and a little bit of coach session as well, but it's a free play session, so you know, everybody's welcome. You know, it's a space where, you know, if you're only going to do a coach session for a minute and then you're going to run off and go and play in another area, that's fine. That's what we're all about. It's just making sure that everybody's included in the session.
So can people come down, or do they have to get in touch with you first, or if they're a form or something like that got to fill out?
Yeah, if you go onto our website, so that's thisgirlsability.co.uk, and if you go to the activity section, there's a sign up page, so we just take a few short details from you. I'll get in touch with more information, what you need to know before you come along for the first session. And then there's a registration form, which is, it's only a page, it's a little bit longer when you come down and join us for the first time.
Brilliant stuff. And you've got a couple of patrons as well now, haven't you?
Oh my god, yeah.
Who is it? Go on, you tell us.
My favourite comedian, Rosie Jones.
Yeah.
We actually met Rosie Jones at an event last year, and we best day ever. Yeah. I almost cried. Yeah. And we actually told her about the girl's ability, and she became a patron. I found out, yeah, when I found out, I was losing my mind.
Yeah,
I love her so much. She won my relations. I just can't believe we're working with her.
Yeah, she is amazing. I was lucky enough to meet her once, actually, at West Ham United Women's. Surprise. Yeah. That's how we all met, wasn't it, really? Yeah. Of course, good old Hammers as well. All big family, as we say. Yep. Yeah, and just wonderful. Just swore, so she does swear a lot, I must admit. But yeah, all good fun.
Well, when we met her, like, we were with the kids. We were doing change dressing with our club, and we met her, when we were talking, she let the language out, and I had to remind her that actually we had some people under 18 because it is that language.
Yeah. She just gets carried away, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She just loves.
Me too, though.
Yeah, but that's brilliant though as well, because like obviously her socials like blow up every time she posts anything as well. So it's going to be great for you, to be fair. So
looking forward to going to watch her in a show as well, aren't we, Georgie?
Oh, yeah.
We're going along to watch her show. What's her show, Zoe?
Triple threat
show in May. We're looking forward to going and watch her.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
As well.
We meant to go like last year, but it was cancelled. But we'll try and go this year.
Yeah. That's amazing. But it's all about getting the word out as well. So one of your other patrons as well, I noticed, was Brock Whiston. Have I pronounced her name
yep,
right?
Brock Whiston, is, yeah, Brock Whiston, that's it,
yep. GB para swimmer. So she's brilliant as well.
Very inspirational,
She's actually one of our volunteers at the youth club.
Yeah.
And when I've been with Brooke, she does some knitty women. And when I've always heard her name because I knew she was the swim coach, but I never met her. Mm. First time I met her, we were like platforming the same thing. We had all the same ideas, we had the same sense of humour, we liked all the same things.
Inspirational as well.
Yeah,
that's what you need. Right, do you know what? Do you want a request, don't you? Who's it for?
My mum.
Yeah, and what does she want?
Heaven must be missing the angel.
Right. Heaven must be missing an angel. I said we haven't got it. It's only because I actually spelt it wrong. Typical, right? Yeah. Right, now just gonna come back and just say goodbye to this girl's ability, and I want to know if people are sitting at home how they can get involved and help, like just spread the word as well. So Nikki, do you want to let us know what's going on?
Yeah, so you can find us on Twitter at TGAbility. You can find us on Instagram at This Girl's Ability, and we've also got our website, which is www.thisgirlsability.co.uk. Pop on over to the website. We've got an activity section. Keep checking it out. At the moment, we've got three different activities running. We've also got a sports and family fun day coming up over in the half term on Wednesday the 15th, and that's in Havering. But there's lots and lots coming up. We've been so lucky. We've had so much support from some really great funders. So there's going to be lots more coming. We've got creative sessions. We've got like a pop culture club coming up for girls, which is going to include like arts and crafts, book club. There's just so much coming. Music, going to get into some fashion. So it's not just going to be all about sports. There's going to be a real variety of stuff coming up for young girls.
That's brilliant. I love the idea of all the pop culture stuff as well. So it's just more well-rounded as well. So it's not just about football.
Yeah, something for everybody.
Something for everyone. That's brilliant.
But also, if you even if you don't like football, as we found on Monday, one of our young people didn't want to come because she's like, I don't like football. Yeah. Mum said, oh, please come to the session. And she loved it. She's coming back Monday. So, you know, it is football. But at the same time, it's fun. Mm. Get out, make some friends, you know.
And also the social side, where we find our social side really good. Like, most of the sessions, like, they make friends and they come to the session together.
Yeah, being part of something, right? Yeah,
that's definitely going to be having some social activities coming up where we're going to try and get the girls to actually go along to watch the match at West Ham Women's in the next few months. So
excellent. Well, I love giving a plug to West Ham Women as well. So there we go. What a brilliant way to end. Listen, Nikki, Georgie, and Zoe, thanks so much for coming along. Everything will be up on the website later this evening as well. If you want to go and check you out, but again, if you want to go to the website where you can find out everything is thisgirlsability.co.uk. Now, do you like a little bit of Sam Fender?
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah, okay. So, Sam Fender, here we go.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
Cheers. Yeah. Take care. Bye. 17 going under. Yes, thanks again, girls, for coming in. They're just getting ready to go home. And yes, we all met from West Ham United women match, as you know, because I might have mentioned it once or twice before, but I am a West Ham United women's season ticket holder, and it is really such a brilliant family feel, and everyone is welcome. So I will always give a plug to them as well. And actually, Georgie thought we was talking about Sam Ryder rather than Sam Fender. I think she was a little bit disappointed. So here we go.